Josh, can you give us an update, I guess, as to how you're feeling? Are you still on the same plan that coach hopes you'll be able to play tomorrow?
Yeah, feeling good. Had a good skate today, and feeling a lot better. So, we'll have to keep some mystery in your life, Munzee, but we'll see. I guess we'll see tomorrow.
How difficult, Josh, was that one to watch from above last night?
They're all difficult. I mean, I said after the game, to Scheif, I guess it's there's nothing worse than sitting out, and especially injuries, stuff like that, and not being able to play. So it's always tough. Something that no one likes to do, no players like to do. But obviously it was a tough night for us, but we'll look forward to a big weekend here with two fast teams that we'll have to be ready for.
We see you absorb a lot of punishment game in, game out. So going back to San Jose the other night, were you as surprised as anybody that maybe it wasn't able to go the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's funny, you have all this protection and whatnot, and the puck sometimes seems to find the spots that aren't covered up. But whenever you block a shot, everyone that's done that before knows that the first couple minutes aren't very much fun, and then usually, or you hope, it kind of settles down, you can keep going. But just was one of those that I guess stung a little bit more than the other ones do, and it was unfortunate.
You're a pretty positive guy, though, so I guess the silver lining is maybe it could have been worse, and just missing one game isn't the end of the world.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, missing the game feels like the end of the world as a player, but at the same time, you're right. I mean, there's always things could always be worse, and hopefully, like I said, I'm not guaranteeing anything to keep some mystery in Munzee's life, but hopefully it's just one game.
What was the process like? Did you take the boot off after the first, because you came out for the one shift in the second or whatever? I mean, what was that period of time like between going to the room and coming back out for the second?
Yeah, there's a lot of pain for sure. We kind of go through the process of, we did X-ray and stuff like that to see how I was doing. But just tried to, give it another go. Felt like there wasn't really any potential to hurt it more or anything like that. So tried to go back and play. Just wasn't able to do it. So that's basically the process that we went through.
You guys haven't had a ton of poor performances, but you've been able to bounce back from losses pretty regularly. What's the secret to doing that?
Well, I think we talk about it in our room, and you look around the league at teams that do well even over the entire history of the league. You don't want to have two bad games in a row, and the old saying, I guess, try not to lose two games in a row ever. So we've responded well to some tough nights and losses this year, but that's part of being showing some maturity from our team, and we're gonna have to do that again, because these guys are fast. They can score a lot of goals, pretty similar to what we face in Montreal, a team with a lot of speed and plays with confidence and just comes at you all night. So we're going to have to be more on our toes for this one tomorrow. And a lot of those same things reign true against Buffalo.
Josh, from a teammate standpoint, why is Lauren Brossois been able to do what he's done consistently with having so much time between games? And obviously we know he's going to get the start tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? He's just from when he came into camp, he's in phenomenal shape, but every day he's just a worker. He comes to the rink and he's always doing his routine. He's like a machine, the same thing every day. And in practice, he's staying on a really long time after practice. He's out there early working with Wade Flaherty. You always see them watching video of their past games, and he's just I think he came in probably with a bit of a chip on his shoulder too, and he wants to prove himself, and he's been outstanding for us. I mean, he's single-handedly won us a bunch of games this year, and he's played great every time he's been in the net. So, obviously with the goalie tandem that we have, we feel really confident when those guys are in the net.